right, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, live from Studio J. It is that time. It is 5 o'clock, time for some live as it happens in the studio music. This particular week, we have the one-man blues band of Sweet Willie T. How you doing, Willie?
Excellent, my friend. Excellent.
Great. Thank you so much for coming down. I know it's kind of a squeeze there for you. Going to be playing down at Eastern Market.
And, yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I'll be there as soon as we buck out of here. We'll go over to Eastern Market for Thursday's, I don't know what it's called, Thursday night at the market, something like that.
I think it's called After Dark.
Oh, there. See, you're so much more tuned into things than I am. But yes, that's it. That'll be there. I'll also be in Gibraltar on Friday for a festival there, a barbecue festival. And on Saturday, I'll be back at the Eastern Market, too. So lots of chances to see me.
Yeah, you do that pretty regular down at Eastern Market, don't you?
Been 4 or 5 years now. Saturdays and Sundays, when the weather's nice, we're out in front making barbecue, and I'm making tunes.
There you go. Can't beat that. All right. What do you have to start out with for me?
I'm just going to warm up with a little shuffle, and then we're going to go into an old blues standard called, you'll know the name of this as soon as I start it. So.
Okay.
Baby, don't you go nowhere. You leave right now, you know you're gonna be so square. Well, I love you, baby, you're sweeter than a lollipop. I love you, baby, you're sweeter than a lollipop. Oh, now, sweet baby, just don't stop it. Thank you.
it ain't nobody's business if I do. One day I have chicken and dumplings.
His business.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, Sweet Willie T, live in the Studio J here at Henry Ford College. All right. So you've been doing that Eastern Market thing for a long time, have you?
Yeah, several years. I think this is the fifth year down there. It's a beautiful place to play. Obviously, anybody that knows Detroit knows the Eastern Market, and they probably know the barbecue at Burt's, and that's where you find me.
Yeah, Burt's goes back a long, long.
Yes, 30. Actually, she mentioned that this is the 30th year that Burt's has been down there next to the Eastern Market. 30 okay. years. Okay. That's almost as old as we are.
Almost, yes, not quite, yes. but almost.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So, like you said, Saturdays and Sundays. Any particular mm-hmm. time?
When the sun is shining. Market hours usually just before lunch. You know, I start around 11, I go to around 5 o'clock, and the evening entertainment starts up down there in the evenings, too. So,
okay.
After I'm there for lunch, I play roots and blues, Americana for folks. We got the karaoke's out and back, and then Champagne and Her Blues Review is out there on every Saturday night. And it's a good place. Great place for live music, as you guys know. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely a good time, and then you can get some good food.
Yeah, you got to love that barbecue. And fresh vegetables also.
I was going to say, yes. Not just the barbecue, yeah, but yeah. The fresh vegetables.
That's what you do as your penance for the barbecue, is you need to go out and buy some fresh corn.
You got to find that balance,
yes,
right? You
yes,
know?
Exactly. Exactly.
If you're going to have that fatty rib, then you got to make up for it.
Man, you're making me hungry. Stop.
Hey, it's almost dinner time, isn't it?
I know. You know, Burt's is one of my favorite places to play. The Eastern Market, period, is one of my favorite places. I'm pretty blessed. I work there in the summer times, right? And then I go down to Key West in the winter time. And that's a little soggy right now, but I'm hearing good reports from folks. By the time I get down there in the winter, it should be back. It should be put back together. We'll see. We'll see. Have you been to Key West? Do you know the place?
Key West? No, I haven't.
Southernmost point in the U.S. I have a song about Key West. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Would your listeners like to hear it? Okay, this song is called the Southernmost Blues, and it's about. Well, I'm a one-man band. You folks, you can't see it, but I'm played by myself. And this song is about being down in a blue and green paradise, which, of course, is Key West. It's a tropical island, right?
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I'm usually by myself. So this is about being alone in paradise.
Ah.
It's called the Southernmost Blues. Block trees, mangroves and salty seas, the sunshine every day, and blue skies always. There's green palms and coconuts. They got blues music, but without you. This blue heaven, Lord, it's just blue. There's green pies and cold wines at Bluefish and at Caroline's. There's Captain Tony's and Sloppy Joe's and the sand, Lord, between my toes. It's rum time every day. Green limes and blue waves, oh, but this blue and green color scheme, Lord, it just fades to blue without you, babe. Sets on Mallory Square with those buskers everywhere, but this blue, blue heaven, Lord, it's just blue. Oh, the sun may shine, yeah, the weather is fine on the deep green sea, mama ocean and me. Green parrot, Dog Beach Louis, steel guitars down at Babaloo's, but without you, this blue-green color scheme just fades to blues. Mama Ocean and me. They got Cuban bars and cheap cigars. You're on two wheels instead of cars. But this blue, blue heaven is just blue. They got seagulls and lobster floats. Naughty yachties in their powerboats. But without you, this blue-green color scheme just fades to blues.
Okay. Well, I have to admit, I'm looking at everything you got there, Willie, and it's like it's definitely different than I would normally expect. You know, most of us, you know, we figure the harmonica and we figure maybe something to tap with your toe for percussion.
Oh, that's not enough.
Yeah, I see
that. That's not enough.
You've got enough instrumentation there for a four-piece band. Like I want to see how you pull all this off here. Right.
Well, you know, it seems like a really good idea at the beginning of the night, but by the end of the night, it's like, why do I have all these? Actually, that's not true. I love every minute of this, every minute of it.
That's still got to be hard, though. I mean, you're hauling all that equipment. Usually, it's, you know, delegated to three or four people. It's just you.
Know, I used to have a band and roadies and all that, and I guess they just couldn't work with me, apparently. So, yeah. This, I started doing this as kind of a fluke after I had an accident and I quit playing for a while. And when I started back up, I decided I would just want to play what I wanted to play. And doing a one-man band thing gave me a chance to you know, play all the songs I want, the way I want, and do a little bit of getting to know my audiences more too. Because when you're playing in a band, a lot of time you don't have a chance to talk to the audience. But the act I'm doing now, I'm sitting down and it's much more congenial. You know, it's not just me spraying songs at the audience. Mm-hmm. We get some time to, you know, because it's usually a smaller settings, it's closer, they can talk. And I'm, you know, I like to give people something to, you know, that makes a difference to them personally, you know, makes them think that I wrote that song about you. Right.
Okay.
Which, you know, I've written a lot of songs. Mm-hmm. And the songs that I'm playing for you today are off my freshly brewed No Lemon CD.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell people that because that's important to know. And we're here at WHFR. That's also important to know. You're supposed to do that every 30 seconds, aren't you? Or something like that. Isn't that your obligation at some point?
Actually, technically, I only have to announce the station four times per hour as far as, like, you know, WHFR.FM. But the one that's actually mandatory is the top of every hour.
I knew there was some kind of thing you had to do in that booth.
Yeah.
You should see all the buttons. If you think I have a lot of stuff out here, you should see all the buttons in there. And it's pretty cool. It's like Houston.
And I'm working everything. I got soundboard over here. I got computer over here.
He's got the coffee machine in there with him.
You know, all that stuff. And I'm like you. You know, I don't have a full crew to help me do my show.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I had a whole bunch of roadies setting me up today.
Commercial radio. Yeah.
I hear the roadie in the background laughing along with the stage crew.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the commercial radio stations, they have people that load up the CDs for them and, you know, put them in there and program them. And literally all the DJ has to do is speak into the microphone. That's it. You know, everybody else does the rest.
That doesn't seem fair.
No, it's not, you know. And it's not even, you know, where we have like a full plethora of CDs.
A plethora?
Yeah, like you have here. You look behind you, around you.
I see that.
It's just constant CDs. You know, that would be, you know, you just take maybe two or three of those shelves, and that would be the entire pile for a commercial radio station.
Yeah, that wire that they get, the streaming of the top 40 hits.
Yeah.
No, don't do that to us. Don't do that to us, please. We need you here.
Yeah, you don't have full catalogs by anybody anymore.
No, you
have their greatest hits. And then, on top of that, you get to hear the edited version. You know, I don't know.
You guys don't do that here, do you? You're not going to edit me, are you?
Oh, no.
Depends on what I say, I suppose.
Well, we have to do the edited version if it's not FCC friendly, obviously.
I'm pretty FCC friendly.
You're pretty family oriented as far as your music.
Yeah, I'm a family guy. I got a family.
Yeah.
My daughter just got married too.
She's, okay.
Throw that out there in case anybody wants to help, you know, with the fund.
Yes. That's not
another guy laughed in the background. Somebody else with a daughter.
Ah.
To get married soon.
Yes, truly? Yeah?
Yes.
All right, good for you.
Thank you.
That's right. So, actually, would you like to hear another song since I'm here and juiced up for you guys? I could sing you a song about my personal life. How about that?
Hey, that sounds like
all right,
a plan.
This song is called I Don't Know Why. This is also on that same Freshly Brewed No Lemon CD. This is about what it's like from a fellow when we... There's a long backstory, but we'll just say it's when you have to take care of yourself. It's kind of like this. I don't know why it seems that there are no towels up on the shelf. Lately I'm talking to myself. I don't know why all my kitchen pots are cold and all my leftovers are collecting mold. I haven't seen my woman's drawers hanging in the shower. I've been waiting on my breakfast for an hour. Last night when I crawled in my bed, it wasn't made in my house. It was so quiet, I thought my dogs had strayed. That part, I thought the dogs had run away. Now that I think about it, what did she say that I'd get if I chose to not stay home? Where's my biscuit roller? What's the last thing I told her? That I was tired of how she nagged me so. That stupid front door, he won't fit into the lock. And how come I can only find one sock? One sock. And what the hell happened to the money in the cookie jar? And come to think about it, where is my car? Maker took the pepper shaker. Seems like half of my stuff is gone. Where is my honey dipper? Who took the whiskey sipper? Cause there was no breakfast and now dinner alone. I don't know why. It seems my laundry's piling up. Did she say something about she had had enough? Enough of what? I don't know why she did not just ask me for a list of reasons that she should not go. I've really done it this time. I thought she's bound to be mine, but now she's nowhere to be found. Well, I gotta find my sugar, tell her the things I shoulda, and beg her please come back and bring the hounds. Oh. See, cause she took the dogs. I don't know why. I don't know why. I guess I know why. I was sitting there all gone, all alone. Mm-hmm, all alone. I don't know why.
All right. I think all of us have been in that particular situation at least once.
At least
in
once.
Yeah, at least once, you know.
I never have. It's not about that song. Not about me.
Not at all. Huh? Has nothing to do with it.
I could put my name on it. It still wouldn't be about me. Wait a minute. My name is on it. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're caught. Sorry.
That's okay. My wife still loves me. Hey. I think she helped me write it, actually.
Oh, okay. Maybe she had a hint there for you, too.
Oh,
you
know? Well, she was involved in it deeply. Deeply involved in that.
Okay. So, and she still stuck around.
Oh,
huh?
Heck yeah.
You got
I don't know why, hence the name of the song.
Ah, that makes perfect sense.
That makes more sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah, now it's all becoming crystal clear to me, you know?
Oh, my wife's a dear, so she's a school teacher, my wife. She's a wonderful person, and trust me, it takes a lot to put up with me, so.
It's a dirty job.
It is, but she does a fine job at it, truly. I cannot say how blessed I am with my family and my just everybody around me, actually, my family and friends. And now you're my new friend, so I'm liking this a lot.
That's cool. I'm glad we could meet and get together.
I come from good stock.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, how about you? You come from good stock?
Yes and no, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, we're very, very strong individuals. We're very hardy. Longevity is not there, though. That's the only.
Oh, that's no. You want to try? Well, if you're not going to live long, you might as well live hardy and.
Oh,
whatever,
yeah.
That other thing you said you were.
You live. More than anybody else in the years you're given.
You compress it. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. That's right. You know, and you go out fighting. You know, you don't stop until they close the coffin lid.
That's the truth. You know that. Speaking of that, that reminds me of another song. You guys want to hear another song now?
Sure.
All right, this is a song, same album, freshly brewed No. 11. This is a song I wrote about my dad. He's been gone now about 12 years.
Uh-huh.
But talking about people being gone, he gave me a lot of good advice. And I put this song together. It's kind of collected the advice my dad gave me. I'm going to play this for you guys on a... I have a different guitar now. I'm going to play a steel-bodied, do a little bottleneck slide number for you. So this is called Mr. Wesley Said.
Cool.
Some folks, they sweat hard and say that's the only way you can spend your day. You gotta work it away. So they say. I work long hours most every day, and I never know if I'll get paid. But my daddy said, a man finds his own way. And I own this place, Lord, so I'm gonna stay. I work long hours like my daddy done. I'll never forget when he said, son, what are you gonna do? What you gonna do? Don't you ever do a thing 'cause somebody told you to. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, that's what Mr. Wesley said. Now, some men's lives are so much worse. Their women need that jangling purse. Oh, but my gal would curse and say, it ain't about the money. So go out there and play that guitar, honey. I got a good woman as lucky would. I got so much more than one man should. Well, the cooking's good. I eat fine food. I got a big old dose of that healthy attitude and a burning fire, like what Mr. Wesley said. Some lay down in a great big bed, and I got cool clean air all around my head, and I surely have a good guitar. And the last time I checked, I still had a car. Well, I got a good dog and a good family too. I got a cabin in the woods and I get an ocean view. Lord, I'm a lucky fool. And it's true. It ain't about what you got, it's about what you do. Lordy, lordy, that's what Mr. Wesley said. That's what Mr. Wesley said. He said, do it now. Do it now. That's what Mr. Wesley said. He said, do it now. Do it now. That's what Mr. Wesley said.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And we're doing a blues thing all through the month of September, and today is the no exception. We finish off with the wonderful Sweet Willie T. All right. So, Willie, if somebody wants to get a hold of your CD, besides maybe like seeing you physically, like playing live at Eastern Market, is there any other way to do that?
Oh, absolutely, man. You can get them on the website, sweetwillyt.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Willie with an I-E and T-E-A, like the drink, because I'm a big fan of a tea drinker.
Sweet tea?
Yes, sweeter. That's me.
Yeah.
Makes it easy for people to remember, too.
Uh-huh.
Sweet Willie tea.
Now, you've had the real stuff, right? Not the stuff they sell in a can up here, right?
No. I'm very particular about tea. As a matter of fact, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but you know what I like? I like Tetley tea. Tetley.
Huh.
That English brand? Nice. It makes some fine iced tea, too. Oh, yeah.
I'm not much of a tea drinker. Where would you find that? In a grocery store?
Yeah, you can find it any place. Right there next to your Lipton and, you know, whatever. Red Rose. Red Rose is another good one, too. I'm pretty partial to tea. Red Rose is a... If I can't get Tetley, I'm a Red Rose guy.
Now, see, the reason why I asked is my girlfriend has done a lot of traveling for her work, and I remember that she discovered sweet tea. She didn't even know what it was. They didn't have it like up here in You know, it was only, and, you know, the person that waited on her was trying to explain to her what it was. She was down south, like in South Carolina or someplace like that.
Where it's very popular.
Yeah. And, she says, well, you know, I prefer, you know, sweet tea's fine, but... You know, then she drank it. It's like, whoa, wait a minute here.
This is all the caffeine of regular tea with sugar.
It's like, this isn't simply just sweetened with some sugar. What is this?
No. It's like a Red Bull.
The Red Bull of tea.
Yes, exactly.
My God, you've got energy to get through the rest of the day
See, now when you're a tea drinker, you're partial to the best kinds, you see, because... A lot of times, as maybe in your end of this business too, I'm up late at night and I'm often driving home in the middle of the night, and there's nothing like a nice cup of tea to keep you company.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody,
that's the only person keeping me company because my wife's at home.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, she's gonna support
she's
you.
She's working right now though, so she's not listening. She'll hear this on the tape of this later on, and I'll get some flack for that. But I did mention that she's a wonderful school teacher, busy teaching school right now while I'm out horsing around at the radio station.
Uh huh. So at 5:30 she teaches class, or?
Well, she told me that's what she's doing.
Ah.
Wait a minute. How long are kids in school?
Only till 3.
Really? She don't come home till about 8. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I can't do that. I'll be in trouble.
That's yeah.
I have a lovely wife. Mm-hmm. It's hard to follow that with something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's
How about another song?
Why don't we do that? That okay. Should work.
I'm trying to save my marriage, folks, so bear with me. A lot of folks come and see me. Of course, you guys can't see me, but I'm going to play an old cigar box for you now. This dates about the turn of the century. It's just a cigar box with a neck that's been cobbled onto it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do a song by Big Bill Crudup called The Mean Old Frisco. And this is a song that gets its rhythm from the rhythm of a train.
Okay.
Thank you.
and she blowed smoke back at me.
All right. That train kept a rolling there.
Mino Frisco.
Okay. That's got to be a lot of fun. You got so much great stuff to, you know, use as far as like songs and inspiration. You know, the blues has been around for a very long time.
I really like old blues music, Delta blues music, mm-hmm. and also just old-timey music itself, you know, old Americana music and stuff played on primitive instruments, things like that. You know, I like that old-time sound. That's why when I play, I don't play with any samples or a looper, which would be very easy to do, actually, what I'm doing, since I'm sitting down here behind a bunch of stuff. But
oh, yeah.
Everything I play, all the sounds are all just coming out of... coming out of real air, not thin air.
Yeah. And like you said, it's a great thing that you can actually play the instruments. You know, it's easy fallback, these people that claim that they're such great artists. And it's like, you're not a great artist. You don't even play an instrument.
You've auto-tuned yourself.
Yeah, you know, you don't even have to be able to carry a tune. I mean, even... they could make me sound really wonderful. You know?
I think you do sound really wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm assuming that you're singing back there while I'm playing up here, that you're back in the mic singing away in the back. Right?
Yeah, I just have to keep the mic off so it doesn't... I don't want to break your concentration.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, fair enough.
Or show you up for
well,
that.
Yeah, because I could use the help sometimes. I'm not, you know, I'm not averse to somebody stepping in.
I know
I have friends out there that will help me, so.
Yeah, you know, just because you're a one-man band doesn't mean
I don't have any friends.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't have any musician friends anymore. I'm just kidding. That's not true. There's lots of musicians that are my friends.
Well, you eliminate a lot of, you know, issues. You don't have too many arguments with your band.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, and I've never had to yell at the drummer for being late because he gets there the same time as I do.
Exactly. Every time.
Yeah, sometimes he's yelling at me. He's like, come on, wake up. Gotta go. Get your feet in gear, Willie.
That's right.
I have this cigar box on still. If you like, I can play another song on this.
Sure, that would be wonderful.
Okay. The last one was by Big Bill Crudup, and that was it's kind of a bluesy standard in that vein. But this next one I'm going to do is one of my own songs. This is off the same album I'm pushing, which is called Freshly Brewed No Lemon. This song is called 10 Seconds More. It's about letting the people you know that you love them. Don't wait around. Don't think you'll get to it tomorrow. Because you never know how much time you're going to have.
Oh, yeah. That is so true.
So this one is 10 seconds more. I got a woman that's so very fine. I just can't believe that she is mine. She has got those sexy, loving eyes. I lose myself in her shapely thighs. Every second that we are apart tears a great big old hole in my heart. Moment wasted that I can't get back. Time that's thrown away, wasted track. My time is up and it's time to go. The clock has run down, wagons swinging low. I say, St. Peter, don't you know me, man? You had a girl like this, you'd surely understand. Peter calls me for my final show. I say, St. Peter, please don't make me go. I've got this girl, you see, now I love her so. I'd miss her too much, can I please get 10 days more. When you found your true love, nothing else compares.
every moment you just got to share. Kind-hearted woman, give my loving back. I don't deserve my baby, hell, that's a fact. Peter calls me for my final show. I say, St. Peter, please don't make me go. I've got this girl, you see, I love her so. I miss her too much, can I please get 10 hours more? Like the wave always kissed the sand, I am bound to be her loving man. Like a drowning sailor yearning for dry land, I got to get to her any way I can. Peter calls me for my final show. I say, St. Peter, please don't make me go. I've got this girl, you see, and I love her so. I miss her too much, can I please get 10 hours more? You can love me, Jesus, you can too. As much as I'm bound to come with you. Let me be here for a few seconds more, and then I'll wait for her out outside of your door. Peter calls me for my final show. I say, St. Peter, I don't wanna go. I've got this girl, you see, I love her so. I miss her too much, can I please get 10 minutes more? A minute to look upon a sexy smile. A minute to dream about a four-way wife. A minute to meditate on a winsome brain. But a minute to love, but that's too little time. 10 minutes more. Well, there's no air in heaven like the air she breathes. And it can't be heaven then if I have to leave. If I'm bound for hell, sweet Jesus, please. Give me a little longer, Lord, I'm on my knees. If Peter calls me for my final show, I say, sweet Jesus, it's not convenient for me to go. I got this girl, you see, and I love her so. I miss her too much, can I please get 10 seconds more? A second to look upon a sexy smile. A second to dream about a four-way wife. A second to meditate on a winsome brain. But a second to love her, that's too little time. 10 seconds more. You know what he said? There you go. 10 seconds more.
Yeah, sometimes it's all you got.
Yeah. Or what you'd give to have just 10 seconds more.
Yeah, exactly. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J here at Henry Ford College, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. In the studio, we have Sweet Willie T. And once again, you're going to be literally running from here to Eastern Market to do a set at about 7 o'clock.
Yep.
You'd be hanging out for the evening, but normally we can catch you on Saturdays and Sundays, weather permitting. So, what is the cutoff there? Like, how cold does it have to get to say nay, or is it just rain that stops you?
Actually, what the determinant factor is if it's 50 degrees when it's time to fire up the grill in the morning.
Okay.
Which is about 6 o'clock. So as long as it's that warm, it's warm enough to cook outside, and I'll be there. The Sunday market is only during the summer itself, mm-hmm. and I believe it was through September. But we'll continue on with Saturdays, and we may do some of the tailgating days when there's, you know, Lions games, Tigers games, stuff like
that. Gotcha. Okay.
But I'm there. I'm there from about, from about May through the end of October anyway.
So most of the year.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's enough of it. Yeah. It gets a little chilly towards the end of the stretch here. It gets a little chilly.
So what do you do on your time off? What do you do during the winter?
I don't have time off. I go down to Key West. I work down at Mallory Square for a while, and winters are. It's a time to, you know, sit home next to the fireplace.
Okay.
Do some recording. Actually, I've been in the studio. I try to work in the studio during the winter time. Uh-huh. That seems to be the best time for that. About the only time I get anything done. So.
So do you performing down there in Key West too? Or?
Yeah. Yep. There's a place that folks go to watch the sun go down, called Mallory Square, and I'm usually down there when I'm there. It just lasts about 2 hours or so, and everybody watches the sun go down, and then the party begins. And I'm just there for the watch the sun go down part. Then you pack my stuff onto my bicycle, because I have you ride bicycles down there. I have a little bicycle with a little bicycle trailer that I put on my stuff in my bicycle trailer, and go back, dump off the junk, and come back downtown for the rest of the night.
Oh, wow.
It's a good time. It's a very good time. Key West is someplace you should go if you've never been there. Spend a long weekend there. It's pretty fun.
Hopefully I pick a weekend where it's not raining.
Yes. Well, yeah, right. Don't go during monsoon season, hurricane season. You want to go, you know, Christmas time, January, February, March, April, stuff like that.
All righty. So once again, if we need to find your CD, it's...
Oh, sweetwillyt.com. Willie with an I-E and T with a T-E-A, just like it sounds.
Okay.
Or they can, of course, buy it from me, or they can find it online, but better to go right directly to the website, or come and see a show is even better. So, and they can find my dates are on the website, and I have a presence on Facebook if you want to get on there. That's the easiest place to see the, you know, what the most current lineup is, because that gets updated more frequently than the website.
Right. So, okay.
Just because we're like that. Now, we got time for more music here, or...
Yeah, we got it.
Couple minutes?
We got about 7 or 8 minutes.
Ooh, so. All right. Well, I tell you what, I'd like to do, rather than playing one of my own songs, this is a blues theme show, so I'm going to do an old blues standard for you. That's a good note right there.
Yeah.
You ready, folks at home? Here we go. Say you're hurting, almost lost your mind. That man you love only hurts you all of the time. Baby, when things go wrong with you, baby, it hurts me too. You love him more, baby, but you should love him less. Cleaning up behind him and taking care of all of his mess. Baby, when things go wrong with you, baby, it hurts me too. To leave him before he puts you down. Baby, I can't stand to see you pushed around. Baby, when things go wrong with you, baby, it hurts me too. Another woman, baby, but I love you. You're loving him, you're sticking him
like crazy glue. Baby, when things go wrong, go wrong with you. Oh, baby, it hurts me.
Sweet Willie. Okay. I want to thank you for coming down and playing for us. It was a great pleasure.
Oh, it was a great pleasure to be here. Are you kidding? This is very, very cool.
All right. Well, we don't probably have time for another song, but if you could just play something as an outro, we can finish this off in the next couple of minutes.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I wrote a little song for all the barbecue places I perform in.
And
it's kind of a barbecue theme song. And I will play a few bars of that for you. How's that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
All right, here we go.
Once again, Sweet Willie T.
We got burgers and we got pies, pizza, cakes, and fries. We got all kinds of delicious greens inside. We got barbecue chicken, barbecue ribs, barbecue pork and sausages. And man, oh man, get you some nice cold beer. I had money to tell you what I'd do, I'd go downtown and buy a Mercury or two, cause I'm crazy about a Mercury. Crazy about a Mercury. Wanna buy a Mercury cruise up and down the road.